According to recent studies, when we look at depression, anger, anxiety, et cetera, anger is raising at a rate that we honestly haven't seen in years and years and years. David Essel here, 45 years now. 45 years is blowing my mind. I've been so used to saying 43 years, I've missed the last 2 years. David Essel here, counselor, life coach, author of 15 books. And dealing with anger is a biggie. I know myself, I've struggled with it early on in life. Oh my God, up until 18, it was out of control. We didn't figure out why until years later when we found out that I was actually clinically depressed as a child. And the way that I manifested my depression was through being angry. And as the years have gone by, and of course, I've taken all kinds of courses and certifications, et cetera, on how to deal with emotions. We call it emotional regulation now. There's new ways that I am now teaching my counselors or my coaches and my clients on how to deal with these different emotions. And I'll be going through a bunch of emotions with these podcasts and people get an idea of what they can do and what are the first steps. And it's going to sound kind of strange. It's going to sound a little surprising. You know, some of this is going to be a combination of psychotherapy as well as Buddhism. But the very first step, I know that this is a shocker for a lot of people, is to bring that anger into your conscious thought. In other words, to step away from the situation, get out of the car, get out of the house, wherever the anger is, step away from it for a couple minutes and bring it to the surface. What does that mean? Imagine that anger is in your stomach, right? Or it's in your heart. We're going to bring it all the way up right here, right to your chest area. We're going to bring that area up or that anger up, and I'm going to ask you to hold it. I'm going to ask you to hold it like a mother holds its crying baby. And I want you to talk to it. I want you to say, oh, you're back. Oh my gosh, you're back. What is creating that anger? And then you say what's creating the anger. You know, I had my best friend said that they were going to do this and they left me at the restaurant, never arrived. I had reservations at 8 o'clock. They never texted. They never called. It was 3 days later I heard from them. I've been angry for 3 days. You go, oh, okay, so this is the start of the anger. So now we have an origin, right? We have an understanding of how it started. Next thing we do is we start to talk to it. I understand. I understand that you're upset. It makes sense you're upset when one of your best friends stood you up and didn't contact you for 3 days. Now that we know the origin, I'm going to ask you to go back down. Now that we know where the anger's coming from, and it's logical, but I'm going to ask you, let's bring it back down. Let's bring it back down. Let's softly bring it back down. And in its place, we're going to come up with just some simple exercises to calm the brain. Breathing exercises. Follow your breath in and say the word in. Follow your breath out and say the word out. Now, why do we do that at the end of dealing with our anger? It's because the brain becomes so highly sensitive to our thoughts that we will keep ruminating over the fact that our friend stood us up, our friend stood us up, our friend stood us up, or whatever the issue is that has anger. And that rumination is what destroys our self-confidence, our self-esteem, our inner peace, our joy, our happiness. However, when we bring that anger up and talk to it, and we allow it to come out and say, this is why I'm angry, this is unfair, this is not right, being betrayed is not right, we can say, you know what, you're right. Now I understand why you're here. Thank you for getting my attention. Now let's go back down and let's calm the brain. I have helped so many people that used to have road rage in traffic with this exercise. I've helped couples that would be screaming each other 3 to 4 days a week. We've helped individuals. I just got done working with an athlete in college that would play a baseball player that would get so mad if he struck out. He'd throw his bat, throw his helmet, and of course his coach would bench him. And I got a call one day saying, do you know how to work with anyone with anger? Worked with this kid, got him to bring it up, understand why he's angry, and then to calm it back down. If you need help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. This is a totally different way to deal with emotions. The success we have with our clients is incredible when they follow this one simple exercise. It's getting in touch with reality. It's finding the origin of our anger. It's understanding. It's telling our anger, I understand why you're upset. It makes total sense. But it doesn't do any good to sit here, does it? That happened 3 days ago, or 30 years ago, or 2 months ago. There's no need to keep going over and over and over it. Let's rest and let's go back down and let me go into 10 deep breaths to calm my brain. If you need help, because we've got great ways to help people deal with all kinds of emotions, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. 5 books there, absolutely free. You can get it anytime. And we have specials going on right now because of inflation. If you're hurt really badly by inflation, take advantage of the discount in our fees. We work with people from all over the world. Wishing you a beautiful night, or day, or morning. I'm David Essel.